90.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
The word about Fazari's Pizza has gone global,
and we thought you should be able to order on your mobile.
So we took Fazari's.com
down to the size of your palm.
Grab your Android or iPhone and click on Fazari's.com
for a sandwich, pasta, or a pizza. That's the bomb.
Just push this button and place your order.
And you can even order extra and be a Fazari's hoarder.
Oh, boys, only you could make a smartphone sound so tasty.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here in College Place, Washington, the home of the Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights. A lot of maroon trim, five rows of bleachers across the way. I'm sitting courtside, no fan seating on this side, so it's a cozy atmosphere here. The Irish boys, 5-1 in the conference, 9-2 overall. They are in second place behind the number one ranked team in the state, the Kittitas Coyotes, 6-0. And undefeated at 11-0 on the season. Top four teams reach postseason play. DeSales at 5-1 in second place. Tri-City Prep at 4-2. White Swan at 4-2. DeSales and Tri-City Prep have not played yet. Tomorrow night, the Jaguars are in the gym, and then next Tuesday, the Irish go over to Tri-Cities to take on the Jaguars. Liberty Christian and Mapton are 3-4, and Dayton and Walla Walla Valley Academy are 1-7. The Bulldogs beat the Knights on the Knights' home floor here, 47-42 on Tuesday. So the Irish boys are having a nice season so far. They lost their season opener to West McEwen, won 7 in a row, lost at Kittitas with the number one team in the state, and they've now won 2 in a row, including beating White Swan 59-51 Saturday in a battle for sole possession of second place. The Irish own a 10-point victory over the Knights of Wava back on January 4th by a score of 52-42. Both teams have gone to their benches for some instructions. We'll gather the starting lineups and share those with you when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
A healthy cat can live a long time. Thanks to modern veterinary medical care, cats can live to be 15, even 20 years old. After cats reach 8 years of age, however, they are more susceptible to diseases associated with aging. Have your older cats examined at least once a year by your veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hey, you guys, answer me this. How does an Italian deli like Cugini's, great as it is, get named best of the best Italian food when road construction meant you practically had to take a day of vacation just to get there? I'll tell you how. Cugini's pure delicioso, great food. Well, road construction's done. Getting to Cugini's and back is easy. Deciding what to eat, whoa, that's another matter altogether. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at Walla Walla Valley Academy. Announcements of the starting lineups, I'll share those with you now. For Walla Walla Valley Academy, under head coach Keith Wells, coming in at last place in the conference with a 1-7 record, they will start Sean Childs, a 6'1 junior. He had 11 points the last time these teams played. Luke Friedel, a 6'4 senior. I hadn't seen him last year on the Knights roster. He had a nice start to the Irish game against the Irish on January 4th. He ended up scoring 13 points before the Irish figured out that the lanky 6'4 guy was a lefty, and that slowed him down a little bit after that. Griffin Wells, 6-foot senior, didn't start. He did not score the last time these teams met, but he scored 8 points in their loss to Dayton on Tuesday. J.B. Lopez, 6'3 senior, will start. He came off the bench the last time these teams played. And David Lomanland, 6'1 senior, 14 points and 7 rebounds against Dayton in a losing effort. The Irish held Lomeland to just 3 points the last time these teams met. For the Irish, Juan Montero, the 5'8 junior, will start. Juan, 12 points the last time these teams met. 7 points and a great defensive effort against White Swan. Wes Abrams, who had scored 51 points on this court against the Knights, Juan held Abrams to just 10 with help from his teammates, of course. Zach Leahy, 6'5 senior, will start. 13 points the last time these teams met. Joe Rodriguez, a 5'8 junior. Matt Baumgart, 6-foot junior. Matt had 15 points in that White Swan game. And Fisher Miedema, 6'2 junior, has been very consistent in the post. 18 points the last time these teams met. 13 against White Swan. The Knights control the tip as I babble away, and then they lose it out of bounds down to my right. So the Knights get the opening tip, but lose it in the right corner, past the Irish bench down to my right. Zach Leahy working down to my left. Irish in the forest green road uniforms with the gold trim and the black numbers. Baumgart finds Rodriguez open underneath. Joel can't finish. Rebound Knight. Friedel, the 6'4 senior, will bring it into front court. Zach Leahy shadowing him. Now it gives it off to Childs. Irish playing man-to-man. Childs to Lomeland. Now they're switching off. Friedel's got it. Gets it to Griffin. To Lomeland in the corner. Leahy's on Lomeland. Lomeland double-teamed on the baseline. Bounce pass to Childs. Wild shot won't go. Open inside wouldn't go. Rodriguez with the rebound ahead to Montero. Montero to Miedema. Miedema way too strong with the lay-in attempt. Irish a little too keyed up early. Fisher ran hard to get that opportunity and then just slammed it off the, well, slammed it, but shot off the backboard way too hard. No score just underway here in college play. Griffin drives right side, picks up his dribble, traveled as he drug his pivot foot, trying to find some room to shoot inside. Knights turn it over for the second time. 6:51 to go. Irish on their second possession. Third possession, I guess. Yeah, third possession. Baumgart gets a screen from Miedema. Cut off on the drive. Get down Leahy with it. Jumps it down low to Miedema. Miedema turns inside. Stripped by Lomeland. Foul. Lomeland and Lopez are both there. The foul's on Lomeland, his first. And Baumgart will inbound down to my left under the Knights basket. Irish basket, excuse me. I don't know why I said that. In the corner goes to Leahy. Leahy was stepping on the sideline. DeSales turns it over. Court awareness an issue for the Irish there. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. No score. Childs will bring it across the timeline after Lomeland hands it off to him. Juan Montero strips trial between the circles. Juan chases it down the left corner here at half court, right in front of my vantage point. Now the Irish will set it up. Pass deep right wing to Baumgart. Gets a screen from Zach Lee. Baumgart, straight away 16-footer. He's got it. Matt, just nobody came out on. A little jump stop, scored it. 6:05 to go, first quarter. Irish up 2-0. Childs on the dribble drive, cut off by Montero. Kick out top to Loman. Steps into a three, out the arm on go. Rebound Leahy, all green shirts under the basket. The 6'5 senior outlets it on the right wing to Rodriguez. Nice hustle back. Rodriguez to meet him, a down low to Leahy, powers it up and in. Zach Leahy scores. Little high-low game there. Fisher Miedema, the high post down to Zach Leahy. Irish up 4-0. Childs drives in, gets it to B.J. Lopez inside, leaves it short. Rebound Miedema. Miedema to Montero. Left wing pass to Baumgart. Matt holds the ball, gets the screen from Miedema, drives to the elbow, cut off, gets it to Zach Leahy. Right wing pass out to Montero. Sets the screen for Juan. Juan now to Miedema, up high, down low to Leahy. Leahy goes up strong, he's fouled. It's a high-low game. It's been very effective for the Irish all season. Leahy at 6'5", Miedema at 6'2". Fisher fed Leahy nicely. Fouls on Childs, I think, number two. And that's his first foul, second on the night. Zach Leahy will shoot the free throw. He stands at the back of the, at the top of the free throw circle and then walks up to the free throw line, pauses, and then steps into his free throw shoot, kind of a unique style. Now, if he'd shoot it from the top of the circle, he'd be just like Wilt Chamberlain. It didn't work for him as he misses both. There's a few guys in the gym old enough to know what I'm talking about. One of them sitting directly to my right. Kelly Richmond keeping the book for the Irish. Childs on the drive. It won't go. Rebound Jake Wiley, who's checked in for Miedema. Now Baumgart with it. Dribbles into the lane off the screen from Leahy. Has his shot blocked by Lopez. Off to Friedel. Friedel on the left wing with it. Up top it goes to Childs. Childs to Loamlin between the circles. Loamlin passes off to Friedel. Friedel drives left side, puts it up off the glass and in. The Knights get their first bucket of the game. Luke Friedel, the 6'4 senior, scores it 4-2 to Sales at the lead. Theo Johnson has checked in for the Knights, 5'9 senior. And then Jake Terry down on his knees right in front of my vantage point, 5'10 senior for the Knights, getting set to check in. Up top to Leahy, they sag off him. He gives it off to Baumgart. He's a screen from Leahy, dribbles to the right elbow. No room to shoot, gets it up top to Wiley. Swinging left wing to Rodriguez. Rodriguez goes baseline back to Wiley, 16-footer left wing. Set shot won't go, rebound Johnson. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Juan Montero steals the outlet from Johnson. Goes up for the shot, Johnson fouls him. Juan Montero did a great job of just baiting Johnson into that outlet pass. Then Johnson fouled Juan. Going up for the shot. Juan is cat quick. The 5'8 junior will go to the line to shoot two free throws. 3:57 to go, first quarter. Low scoring first quarter. Irish now up 5-2 as Juan hits the first free throw. Connor Leahy is going to check in for Joel Reed, Rodriguez. Lopez and Thompson. Johnson check out as Terry and DeAndre Powers, a 5'6 junior, check in for the Knights. Juan hits both free throws. Juan was, I named him co-Dairy Queen Player of the Game last contest for his speed on the court, start to finish in the ball game, and his defense against the Knights' high-flying scorer, Wes Abrams. Shot missed from the corner by the Knights. Rebound Montero. He'll race all the way the other way. Dump it to Leahy. Should have shot it. Zach Leahy will power it up on Childs. He scores. He's fouled. Zach Leahy used his body well on Childs, and that's two early fouls on Sean Childs, the 6'1 junior. And Zach will be back to the free throw line where he just missed a couple. He'll get try to make this a three-point play. So the Irish, just like that, are up 8-2. The Knights have had some opportunities inside on their home floor, but have not scored in the paint. Max Buckley sets check in for Leahy. Zach hits the free throw and will get a break. Zach sits down with 5 first quarter points, and the Irish are up 9-2. Max Buckley, 5'11 seniors, checked in. Terry inbounds it to Loamlin, back to Terry. Juan Montero on the senior Terry. Terry goes behind the back between the circles. Crossover dribble, gets the lane, kick out to Powers. Powers, three-pointer on the way, won't go. Rebound, Buckley. Buckley to Montero. Mon wants to run. Pass on the right wing, stolen by DeAndre Powers. Powers racing the other way, loses the handle and gets it back. Kick out to Terry. He'll fire the three in transition, won't go. Rebound, Buckley. The Knights are very cold, shooting the ball on their home floor right now. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, Irish up 9-2. Connor Leahy gets it to Montero. Hands it top key to Buckley. Pass inside, stolen by Loamland. Intended for Wiley. Irish turn it over. Have a ragged first quarter for the Irish, but they're up 9-2 against the very cold shooting Knights. In the right corner to Griffin. Drives into the lane, right to left, and lays it in up over Montero. Griffin Wells scores it. Irish up 9-4. 2:35 to go first quarter. Theo Johnson sets the check back in for Coach Wells. 2.5 minutes to go in this first period. Right wing pass to Connor Leahy. Holds the ball away from Friedel. Pass left wing just outside the top of the key to Wiley. Back to Baumgartner on the right wing with Terry on him. Shot clock at 12. Left wing pass to Montero. Montero drives to the left elbow. No room to shoot. Irish with the shot clock down at 5. Baumgartner's going to try to put a move on Terry. Takes a 17-footer left wing. Won't go. Rebound at Wiley. Irish will reset to Montero. Pacer is the call by the Irish coaching staff to my right. They dump it down low to Jake Wiley. Has his shot blocked. Friedel and Loamland were there. Terry's got the loose ball. 1:49 to go, first quarter. Nice defensive set by the Knights there. Irish up 9-4. Friedel drives right to left, and he puts it up and in. Friedel has 4 points. Scoring it from the left side, 9-6. The Sails with the ball and a three-point lead, 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Juan Montero directing traffic. Wiley, Buckley, Connor Leahy, Baumgartner on the floor for the Irish. Too much holding the ball for the Irish right now. Leahy up top to Wiley. He'll fire a three over Loamland off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Griffin to Friedel. Friedel behind his back to get away from Montero. The 6'4 senior in the front court. Still with the ball. Kick left corner to Loamland. He goes baseline. Got a whistle. A foul's going to be called on Matt Baumgartner. As Matt got caught flat-footed. That's the first foul of the game on the Irish. Comes with 1:05 to go in the first quarter. The tall guys are the Irish. Zach Leahy is 6'5". Fisher Meadham is 6'2". Check in also Joel Rodriguez as Buckley, Wiley, and Montero sit down. Theo Johnson checks in for Friedel. Loamland's also out of the game as B.J. Lopez comes back in. Knights to inbound with a fresh shot clock. They get it to Powers. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Rodriguez. Hands it off to Matt Baumgartner. Matt is so versatile, he's playing the point right now for Coach Lesko. 5'11 junior. Dribbles to the foul line. Cut off, dumps it down to Leahy. Leahy back to Baumgartner just inside the foul line. Straight away shot won't go. Leahy with a strong rebound, and he's fouled. Zach Leahy is 6'5", strong with the ball. The foul on Terry. Jake Terry, 5'10 senior. Zach, a 6'5 senior. These players know each other well. Right here in the same community in the Walla Walla Valley. Play each other a lot during the summer. Irish inbound it, get in the corner to Baumgartner. Dribbles to the left elbow. Now up top to Leahy. Lob inside to Meadham. Has it slapped away. Ball's out of bounds off the Knight. High-low game there. The Knight defense is ready for it. 32 seconds to go in the quarter. 25 on the shot clock. Left corner pass goes to Leahy on the inbound. To Rodriguez. In the corner to Baumgartner. Three on the way. Won't go. Theo Johnson has the rebound, tipped away by Connor Leahy. Zach Leahy, who tips it to his brother Connor. Now Baumgartner, high between the circles, will reset the offense. Left wing pass to Leahy. Finds Meadham down low. Spins inside as it knocked away. Goes right to Connor Leahy. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Irish up 9-6. Baumgartner checks the clock. Asks for a screen from Meadham. Gets it. Drives inside. We got a whistle and a foul called as Baumgartner drives on Lopez. Matt, good court awareness, recognized the clock running down. Fisher came out, set the nice screen for him. The foul on Lopez, number 40, correct? Huh? 21 with the foul. Theo Johnson, second foul. And Baumgartner hits the free throw. Matt has 3 points now. Irish lead at 10-6. 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Matt's second free throw is also good. That is already the fourth trip to the free throw line for the Irish. Theo Johnson fires it up from half court. It's off the mark. We're 8 minutes into this one. Irish are up 9-2. They now lead 11-6 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla Walla.
Reflecting on that first quarter, two things. The Knights shot the ball very poorly, and they committed six first quarter fouls. The Irish boys have already been to the line seven times, or they've made five of them, and that's actually the margin right now, 11-6. With the Sales attacking the basket, they're the more aggressive team. Juan Montero splits the defense, puts it up and in after a screen from Zach Leahy. Juan Montero just weaved through the defense on the dribble drive. Zach Leahy gave him a little bit of a screen. Irish up 13-6. Juan Montero, Connor Leahy, Joel Rodriguez, Fisher Miedema, and Zach Leahy in the ballgame for the Irish. Matt Baumgart has his first break. Matt scored four first quarter points. Theo Johnson leans a little fadeaway from the right wing inside the arc, scores his first bucket. It's 13-8 to Sale. Rodriguez dribbles to the left elbow on a screen from Miedema. Now pass out top to Leahy, pass down low to Miedema, off his hand out of bounds. So Fisher sets the screen on the wing, immediately posted up. They went high to Zach Leahy, pass off of Fisher's hands. The Irish turn it over. The Sales' biggest lead was at 9-2. The Knights with the ball trailing 13-8 on their home floor right now. Johnson jumps up in the lane, can't get a shot up, gets it to Friedel. Right to left, kick out to Griffin. Steps up for three, shot won't go. Rebound to Zach. Connor Leahy inside with the board. Good rebound by Connor. Off to Rodriguez, a running one-handed, left-handed shot won't go in the lane. Rebound battle, players on the floor. Miedema and Lopez down there. Possession arrow in favor of the Knights. Jake Terry getting set to check in. Irish ahead 13-8, 6:39 to go first quarter. The Knights in the home white uniforms with the crimson trim, the gray numbers. Irish in the forest green with the gold trim and black numbers. Man-to-man, token pressure. Friedel has it inbound. Zach Leahy will retreat and get on him. Friedel has four first quarter points. Loamlin with Connor Leahy and drives in, and Connor Leahy, a little mismatch there, is going to foul Loamlin. Connor, 5'10 sophomore. Loamlin, a 6'1 senior. That's Connor's first foul. Second on the Irish. Matt Baumgart getting set to check in. And Irish coaching staff wondering why they weren't checking Matt into the game. He's got to get all the way down to the official scorekeeper at the half court. They settle to get that figured out. Inbound to Loamlin. Loamlin strip. Ball's loose. Fisher Miedema takes it away from Loamlin. Gets it to Montero. Juan wants to race the other way. Gets it to Leahy. Passes in the corner to Baumgart. Baumgart drives left side, and he travels. Zach, right there at the rim, got to go up with that shot at 6'5". Instead, he passed the corner to Baumgart, who then drove into the lane at 6'1", 6 foot even, and traveled. Too much passing on that possession. 13-8. The Sales with the lead. DeAndre Powers in the ballgame brings it up court for the Knights. Powers, Terry, Wells, Friedel, and Lopez on the floor for the coach Wells' Knights. Friedel dribbles right to left, out crossover back to his right. Baumgart cuts him off nicely. Good defense by the Irish. Now they get the Powers down little Lopez. Up top to Friedel. Friedel picks off down the lane. He traveled out front. Got too quick on the start. Jake Wiley's going to check in for Fisher Miedema. Low-scoring affair right now. 5:55 to go first quarter. Unofficially, five turnovers on the Irish and six on the night. Up top, they go to Baumgart. He won't shoot from 17 straight away with Powers at just 5-6 on him. Gets it instead to Wiley. Up top to Rodriguez. Irish really holding the ball a little too much here. Now they get it to Montero to the left elbow to Leahy. Shot clock to 10. Down the baseline is Wiley. Set shot won't go. Rebound Friedel. That was not a good-looking sequence for the Irish offensively. Very stagnant. These teams know each other well. A defensive struggle. Their second meeting of the year. Friedel goes right. Cut off. Kicks it out top to Griffin Wells. Now DeAndre Powers with it. Baumgart on him. Now to Terry. Terry outside the arc in the left wing. Drives in the lane. Can't find room to shoot. Kick out to Wells. Rodriguez on him. Shot clock at 10. Friedel with it. Leahy on Friedel. Friedel drives in. We've got a whistle and a push foul is going to be called on the Irish. Friedel really forced the issue. Foul on Zach Leahy. Timeout on the floor. 4:57 to go. Oh, I thought it was, check that. Not a timeout. I thought Coach Wells said timeout. Just wanted to sub. Wells comes out of the ball game. And Theo Johnson's back in. Or excuse me, that was Lopez out of the ball game. Up top to Friedel, the 6'4 senior running the offense. Zach Leahy on him. They give it off to Powers. Powers rides in, shot won't go. Rebound Baumgart. Powers at 5'6 found some room to shoot it up, but it wouldn't go. We've been stuck on 13-8 for quite some time. Wells slaps it away from Leahy on the left wing. Irish looking a little flat right now. The big Saturday win over White Swan for sole possession of second place. No school on Monday. They did practice on Martin Luther King Day. Practice on Tuesday. Supposed to play the Knights yesterday, but the ice storm canceled school, so no practice. And as I babble about the weather and things, Rodriguez dumps it down low to Zach Leahy, who puts it up and in. Irish up by 7 out, 15-8. Zach's got 7 points. Theo Johnson, left wing pass to Griffin Wells. Gets it to Friedel on a little handoff. Friedel and Leahy collide, and that's going to be a foul on Zach Leahy. Friedel attacks the basket all the time. That's two in a row now on Zach Leahy. Fourth team foul on the Irish. The Knights, after committing six first quarter fouls, have not committed a foul here in the second quarter. 4:09 to go first quarter. Knights inbound it to get low to Friedel. Can he find any room on the baseline? Gets it to Johnson, to Wells, to Powers, swing it to Terry. Terry on the drive goes up strong with the left hand and puts it in. Jake Terry's first basket of the game. Each team has scored 4 points here in a low-scoring first half, a low-scoring second quarter, 15-10. Leahy on the left block puts it up and in off the glass. Zach scored four in a row. Fisher Miedema wants to check in the ball game. He's going to have to move down a little bit further. He heard me move a little bit. Powers to Terry to Johnson outside the Wells. Three on the way. He's got it. Griffin Wells, a high arcing three. And the Knights have pulled within four at 17-13. The closest they've been since the Irish took an early 9-2 advantage. Baumgart has picked the dribble up between the circles. Gets it to Montero. 16-footer on the left wing won't go. Rebound Wells. Wells got a smile on his face. Hits a three. Got the rebound. 6-foot senior gets it off to Theo Johnson. Now to Friedel. Knights within four. Friedel down the lane. Cut out. Gets it to Wells. Wells shadowed. Kicks it back out to Friedel. Friedel. Tries to put a move on Leahy and call for traveling. Friedel tried a little shake and bake, tried a little ball fake inside. Zach kept his feet, didn't move. Zach will get a break with those two quick fouls, and Fisher Miedema checks in. And Lopez is going to check in for Friedel. Friedel trying to do a little too much there offensively. 17-13, DeSales with a 4-point lead. Max Buckley has checked in as well. It's Montero, Rodriguez, Buckley, Miedema, and Baumgart for the Irish. Miedema wants the ball down low, can't get open. Buckley gets it to Montero. Now Fisher comes out high for the ball. Left wing pass to Rodriguez. 18 on the shot clock. Rodriguez to Buckley at the top of the key. Right wing pass now, Baumgart. Surveying the defense, dribbles to the right elbow, cut off, gets it to Miedema. Shot clock at 10. Montero drives baseline shot. Wild shot won't go. He had a good look. Got nothing. Theo Johnson gets the rebound, races the other way. bumped by Buckley, cut off, no call, gets it to Jake Terry. Jake trying to go one-on-one on Montero. Passes left corner to Powers. A lot of dribbling, a lot of one-on-one stuff for the Knights. Long shot by Lomlu, checked in. Won't go, rebound Buckley. Outlet to Montero. Juan in front court. Now he'll slow it down. Right wing pass to Buckley. Pass down low to Miedema. Powers it up, leaves it short. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Montero's got it. Fisher kept it alive, fighting with Lopez. And Juan will reset the offense at the top of the key. 1:51 to go, first half. Irish up 17-13. Very low scoring first half. Miedema, 16 feet away, left wide open. He'll shoot a little fade away. It's off the mark, but Buckley gets the rebound. Gets it to Montero for three, and he hits it. So this fails. An ill-advised shot by Miedema, but a Buckley offensive rebound and a pass to Montero for the three, and the Irish are up 20-13. Shot missed by Johnson inside, rebound Baumgart. Irish want to push it. Pass going to pull up at the three-point line, take a quick three. It's off the mark. Rebound tipped out, run down by Rodriguez. The Sales getting after all the loose balls right now, and they've upped their lead to 7 points and have got it offensively with a fresh shot clock. Rodriguez finds Baumgart wide open underneath. Oh, he misses the shot badly. Rebound Lopez. Not sure what Matt was thinking there. He had Powers at 5'6" on behind him. No threat to block the shot. Inside a minute to go and a low-scoring first half. Lomlin with it left corner. He'll fire a three. Won't go. Boy, that Knight can't find the basket. Montero with the rebound. He'll slow it down. 40 seconds to go in the first half. 20-13 to Sales with the lead. The Knights have 13 first-half points on their home floor, coming off a loss to previously winless in conference play Dayton. Montero left wide open from the left wing. He'll fire the three. It won't go. Theo Johnson with the rebound. 21 seconds to go in the first half. Irish with a 7-point lead. Knights with the ball. Powers drives in, cut off, kicks to the right corner to Lomlin. Lomlin with Baumgart on him. Can't do anything with the dribble. Hits it to Powers. Powers behind the back trying to get away from Baumgart. Leans into a tough shot. Won't go, but he's fouled. Rodriguez and Baumgart were both there. And Joel took a shot. He looks like a Rocky Balboa wannabe. He split the cheekbone under his left eye, and he's bleeding. He'll go to the locker room. And with 4 seconds to go, Powers will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The blood and the foul on Joel Rodriguez. Powers misses that one wide right, way off the mark. Do you like that? Yeah, the blood and the foul. One of my former students critiquing my announcing over here. Mr. Waddell. He should be calling me Mr. Powers, second free throw is also off the mark. Rebound tipped up. Loman's got it. Won't go. Rebound foul. Going to go the other way. And the horn did not sound. There's no time on the clock. But that is a foul on the Knights. That puts them over the limit. The horn didn't sound. So the officials are going to talk this over. And I think Zach Leahy's going to get a one-on-one free throw opportunity with no time on the clock. I didn't hear the horn. The whistle blew before the horn sounded. I didn't even hear the horn. I don't hear so well, especially with my headphones on, talking to myself. So Zach Leahy will shoot the front end of a one-on-one with no time on the clock, and he makes the free throw. Zach's in double figures now with 10 points. Irish first free throws of the second quarter after shooting 7 times in the first quarter. The Knights did not shoot a free throw in the first half. The Sales will go to the halftime locker room here in College Place, home of the Knights, leading 21-13 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the 4-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the 4-blade chopper, and finally, high heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
So a low-scoring, ragged game. Two teams coming off a no-school day, no-practice day. The Knights coming off a disappointing home loss to the Dayton Bulldogs, giving the Bulldogs their first conference win of the year and putting the Knights in last place at 1-7. Not much offense for either team. It was 11-6 after 8 minutes. The Irish led 9-2 early, a 7-point early advantage, but the Knights held the Irish just one more first quarter field goal. The Sails outscores the Knights 10-7 in the second quarter and lead by 8 at the half, 21-13. The Knights have not gone to the free throw line in the first half. I'll continue to add up stats and share those with you later in the halftime show. And we'll share some activities you can get involved in on Saturday as the weekend starts tomorrow. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Make it a lean, mean 2017 at Walla Walla's Postal Annex as they provide safe, secure, and super affordable shredding services. Why shred those outdated documents? It can prevent ID theft, protect you, your customers, and employees. It just makes perfect sense to be secure these days. So put those old records to bed and shred for just 99 cents a pound with expert shredding service and more from the pros at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Owner Sheila Profrock and her crew are always there for you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Come see us in the Plazaway Shopping Center.
Happy New Year!
66 years. It's hard to believe. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. Since 1950, when we opened our doors, countless other dealerships have started, some with much fanfare, only to fizzle out, leaving a trail of unhappy customers behind. Our values of fairness, honesty, and commitment to our customers for 66 years is why we still thrive. This seems to be important in my way of thinking. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. Irish boys lead it 21-13. Joel Rodriguez and his parents have left the gym. Looks like he's going to need at least a few stitches in that left cheekbone, just below the eye. He and DeAndre Powers, a collision, and the blood started coming right away, so they got an ice and a towel on it. But he's headed to get some stitches, get that thing stitched up. So the Irish will be minus Joel Rodriguez for the second half, leading 21-13 in this one at the half. Joel's a junior. Speaking of the class that students are in, that reminds me that the seniors will be hosting a fundraising breakfast at Applebee's this Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. You can buy tickets from any senior or by stopping by the DeSales office at 919 East Sumac Street. And you'll have to do that tomorrow. I'm guessing they take your $10 at the door Saturday morning if you most likely came to Applebee's from 8 to 10 a.m. Pancake breakfast. The servers of the breakfast will be the senior class. And then you can take your children ages 9 to 14 to the DeSales Gymnasium as the Knights of Columbus are sponsoring their annual free throw shooting contest from 9 to 11 a.m. It's a free event. So 9 to 11 a.m., free throw shooting contest sponsored by the Knights of Columbus at DeSales. Boys and girls ages 9 to 14 are eligible. No need to pre-register. You can register when you get there Saturday morning. So breakfast at Applebee's, 8 to 10 a.m., help the senior class out, and then go to the Knights of Columbus free throw shooting contest at DeSales. And that will also be part of a big weekend of basketball for the Irish as well. Three games in 3 days. This game, a makeup game for last night's cancellation. Tomorrow, Tri-City Prep is in the Irish gym for a 6 o'clock tip-off for the girls' game. And then Saturday, the teams travel to Richland, Washington, take on Liberty Christian. And then another busy week next week at Tri-City Prep next Tuesday, January 24th, in a makeup game at Sunnyside Christian Friday the 27th. And Kittitas comes to town on January 28th. Circle that one on your calendar. The Kittitas boys, the number one ranked team in the state, in the most current poll, the Sales boys currently ranked number 9. So potentially a matchup between top 10 teams, but the Sales have some work to do here, up 21-13. Then they've got Tri-City Prep twice and Liberty Christian once, and then a non-leader against Sunnyside Christian before they take on the Coyotes on January 28th. So a lot of basketball to be played as the playoffs will start in early February with a league tournament at Tri-City Prep. In the first weekend in February, I think, and then actually the second weekend in February, and then on the 15th, 17th, and 18th, a sub-regional tournament versus teams from District 6. That's up near Brewster, Tenasket, Lake Roosevelt, Cooley Dam area, all the way up to the Canadian border. That tournament will be held at Eastmont High School in Wenatchee, February 15th, 17th, and 18th. I'll have more information about that this weekend and next week as well. Take one more break, come back and share halftime stats, and have second half action. The Irish stat up 21-13 in this low-scoring contest here at Walla Walla Valley Academy and College Place. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work clothes. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Sales will start the second half with the ball and an 8-point lead. Zach Lee, he has 10 points, 10 of the 21 Irish points. Juan Montero has 7. Matt Baumgart has four. It's only three DeSales players have scored. They dump it down low to Leahy. He misses the shot to start the second half. Lopez with the rebound. The Knights just 13 points. Griffin Wells has five. Luke Friedel has four and two for Jake Terry, two for Theo Johnson. So offense, not much going for either team here in this ball game. Griffin Wells, air ball three, saved by Lomland, but right to Baumgart. Irish working left to right from my courtside vantage point. Montero down low to meet him, a little left-hand hook side, leaves it short, rebound Lopez. Hands it off to Friedel. Not a stellar effort by either team offensively so far. Lomland with Baumgart on him. Got to credit some of that to good defense, but there's flat been some poor shooting as well. Friedel can't find room to shoot against Leahy. Hands it off to the cutter. Child South shot won't go. Rebound Miedema. Outlet to Montero. Juan wants to push it. Hands off to Leahy. He collides with Friedel. They're going to call a jump ball. That was just kind of an awkward play as Montero just kind of handed it off to Leahy, and Friedel was right there. It's a long pass up court. Knocked away by Miedema. Controlled by Fisher. And gets it out to Montero. Montero has it go off the back of the leg of Childs. He gets it back and puts it in. Childs is trying to get ahead of the speedy Montero. Juan had it bounce off the back of Childs' leg. Juan got it. By then he was in the lane and put it up and in. Irish up by 10, 23-13. Childs with the ball. The Knights beat 47-42 by Dayton on their home floor two nights ago. Really struggling in this one. This is a drive to the basket by Griffin Wells, and he lays it in. Wells has seven to lead the Knights in scoring. 23-15. Irish lead is eight. Montero, right wing pass to Leahy. Lob inside to Miedema. Too high off the edge of the backboard, controlled by Lomland. Fisher Miedema, who's had a lot of double-digit games, has yet to score in this one, but he's hustling back hard on defense. They get down low to Lopez. Can't find room to shoot. Kick out to Lomland. Lomland for three. It's off the mark. Fisher Miedema with a strong rebound. I like the way Fisher is staying involved defensively and on the board, even though he hasn't scored in this ballgame. Jake Wiley getting set to check in. 5:44 to go in the first half. Leahy down low to Miedema. He just throws up another wild shot. Rebound Lomland to Friedel. In the front court to Wells. Back to Lomland. And Lomland is called for palming the basketball. There's a little hesitation dribble out there on the wing. And the Blue Mountain official, Justin James, says, you can't do that. Casey Waddell and Mike Gregg, the other two officials. Casey Waddell actually did a little double duty this afternoon and evening. He was over at DeSales doing a middle school girls game where I was supervising before I came over here. Wiley down low to Leahy. His shot off the mark, but he's fouled. See who it's on. The foul's on J.B. Lopez, his second. The Knights committed seven first half fouls. The Irish 6 of 9 from the free throw line in the first half. The Knights have not shot a free throw in this ballgame. Zach Leahy already making his fourth trip to the line. He has 10 points, make it 11. Been very consistent, 5 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter. Irish up 24-15. Their biggest lead of the game, 9 points right now. They led 9-2 right out of the chute. Zach steps into the second free throw. It's also good. 12 points for Zach. He's made 4 of his last 5 free throws after missing his first two. 10-point DeSales lead, 25-15. Knights just 1 field goal here in the second half. Lomland drives in, cut off in the lane. He traveled. So the senior, the David Lomland, has committed back-to-back turnovers. Lock it up defensively, says Coach Keith Wells. 5:08 to go, first third quarter. Irish up 25-15. Leahy finds a cutter. Wiley wide open underneath. Jake coming off a screen lays it in for his first basket of the game. 27-15 to sail. Friedel between the circles. Hands off to Wells. Wells tries in, loses the handle, picks it back up, takes a wild shot over Wiley, won't go. Rebound Matt Baumgart. Matt wants to push it. Up the right side, he's got Montero in the right corner. Matt keeps the dribble. And then he's stripped by Johnson. Theo Johnson the other way. Goes around Connor Leahy, can't hit the shot. Friedel tries to tip it in, won't go. Rebound Connor Leahy. And then Connor Leahy stripped and fouled by Theo Johnson. That's 3 on Theo Johnson, the 5'9 senior. Very active in that last sequence. Stole it from Baumgart, went the other way. High-flying lay-in attempt wouldn't go. Tried to get the ball back, fouled Connor Leahy. Wiley inbounds at the front court to Matt Baumgartner. Matt will hold the ball on his left hip. Tells Juan Montero, I'll run the offense. Juan will go set a screen. Now he gets it to Lade. Childs knocks it away. Zach's got it back. Pulls up from 15 over. Childs won't go. Rebound Friedel. So one-on-one basketball there. John Lesko just shaking his head. But the Irish are up 27-15. Backdoor cut by Childs down the lane. Scores it on a pass from Friedel. Good fundamental basketball. The Irish are overplaying defensively. Childs cut to the basket. Friedel hit him in stride. 27-17. DeSales up by 10. There's Wiley down, Wiley passes to Leahy down low. He's triple teamed though and stripped. Coming the other way, Friedel's got it. Right corner to Jake Terry, who's checked in outside to Loneland. Baumgart closing out on Loneland. Now he hands off to Friedel. Friedel reverses his dribble to the left, gives it back to Loneland. He fires a three over Leahy. It's an air ball. David Loneland struggles against the Irish defense. He had just 3 points when these teams went on January 4th. He had 14 points and 7 rebounds in a losing effort against Dayton on Tuesday night. Coach Wells takes him out of the ballgame. And now for the first time in the ballgame, Bobby Holtzinger, Irish freshman, suiting up for varsity action, checks in the ballgame. Bobby's wearing number 3. I don't know what I do with my black pen. I don't like to write my score sheet with my red pen, so I'm going to steal a pencil from the scorekeeper. Baumgart, baseline, 8-footer, up and in. Matt Baumgart elevates over Terry. Matt's got 6. So, Bobby Holtzinger, 6-foot freshman, wearing number 3, gets some varsity action. Irish up 29-17. Foul on Buckley as I'm writing Bobby into the score sheet. Max Buckley checks in, picks up the foul, got a whistle, another. Nope, it's traveling on Powers. Powers said, who, me? Another night turnover. They committed 7 in the first half. Irish committed 5. Irish have outscored the Knights 8-4 here in the third quarter. Just 17 points for Wawa. Holtzinger deep on the right wing with the ball. Pass up top to Baumgart. Baumgart came to the ball nicely as Terry tried to overplay him. Now Buckley with kind of an overhead bounce pass to Montero. Pass down low to Holtzinger. Too strong off his fingers. Tipped and out of bounds. Juan put a lot of heat on that pass. The freshman not quite ready for it, but that was a hard pass. Friedel behind his back at half court. Buckley on him. Friedel still on the dribble. Kicks it over in the corner to Wells. Wells to 3. Won't go. Friedel with the rebound inside. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. He's fouled. Baumgart and Holtzinger were there. We'll see who it's on. It's on Bobby Holtzinger. So Bobby will get mentioned. Not the way he'd hope to, I guess. But Bobby Holtzinger picks up the foul, and Friedel will shoot 2. He hits the first one. The first free throws of the game for the Knights come at the 2:33 mark of the third quarter. Friedel has 5 points. Leading scorer for the Knights, Griffin Wells, who has 7. 29-18 is our score. A little hesitation there before they give the ball to Friedel. Fisher Miedema wants to check in, so does Zach Lee. They will as Friedel hits the second free throw. Wiley and Baumgart come out of the ballgame. 2:33 to go, third quarter. Irish up 29-19. With 2:26 to go, third quarter. Man-to-man defense by the Knights has given the Irish some trouble in this one. But the Knights' offense has not been able to do anything. There's a nice pass by Montero. Zach Leahy gets open underneath. The Irish getting open underneath a little bit now. Leahy's got 4 in the quarter, 14 for the game. Irish opened up a 12-point lead at 31-19, starting to execute the man-to-man offense. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Sales has outscored the Knights 10-6 here in the quarter. There's a deep shot by Childs. Won't go. Rebound. Holtzinger. Bobby gets it off to Juan Montero walking in the front court. Gets it to meet him outside the arc on the left wing. Pass down low to Leahy. Open for the shot. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Childs has it. Childs pushing it the other way. Behind the back pass stolen by Juan Montero. Juan got in the passing lane so fast. Childs doing a little too much there. And then Friedel collides with Montero as he comes across the timeline. Juan is so fast, end-to-end, he gets down there, gets a steal, and immediately attacks the other way. Friedel's first foul, third on the night. Friedel and Child will sit down. Loneland and Lopez come in. 1:31 to go, first, third quarter, 31-19, to Sales with the ball, leading by 12, their biggest lead of the game. Holtzinger now outside the left arc with it, and then the ball's kicked on the pass by Powers. Coach Lefko not cutting the freshman Bobby Holtzinger any slack as he was supposed to pass that ball into the corner. Probably heard that on the crowd, Mike. Hey, corner. They get inside to Fisher. Meet him, and he powers it up and in on the inbound. Fisher's first basket of the game. Five different Irish have scored. They've opened up a 14-point lead here in the third quarter. Five different Irish have scored in the quarter. Loneland to Terry. 33-19 Irish. Terry on the drive stripped. We got a whistle and a foul. Holtzinger went down. Montero ended up with the ball. The foul's on Bobby Holtzinger. So Bobby getting his money's worth out there. He's picked up a couple quick fouls and a rebound. Baumgart checks in for Buckley. Connor Leahy checks in for Juan Montero. Juan Montero says, I didn't even touch him. No, the foul was on Bobby. Juan Montero's got a motor. He just never gets tired. In the corner to Theo Johnson. Theo, Connor Leahy on him as he dribbles out top and hands it off to Loman. Now Terry with it on the right wing. Little dribble, weave, and handoff for the night. Inside a minute to go, third quarter. Up top with it is Johnson. He'll fire a three. It won't go. Rebound tipped. Lopez and Miedema both hit it. They say it last touched by the night. Or by DeSales, excuse me. Down to my left, the knife limb down in front of their bench. Powers gets it into Johnson. Johnson will cross over dribble, gets the lane cut off, gets it to Lopez on the baseline. He can't find room to shoot. Kick out to Terry. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Loman inside. Loman up top, the foul line area to Lopez. He misses again. Johnson with the rebound. Johnson scores, he fouls. Perseverance by the Knights. Three offensive rebounds, I think, in that sequence. His foul is on Fisher Miedema, his first, and Theo Johnson scored the bucket and will go to the free throw line. 33-21 to Sales. Lead is 12 with 30 seconds to go, but Johnson a chance to complete the three-point play, and he will. And the Knights crowd has something to cheer about. Just 22 points for Wava. Irish up 33-22. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Left wing pass to Miedema. Fisher dribbling with his back to the basket. Pass out top on the right wing to Late. Now to Holtzinger up top left side. Looking inside, nobody open. Up top to Connor Late. Connor on the drive, cut off. Kick to Late. Down low to Miedema. Miedema powers up on the inside. Shot won't go. Rebound tip. Fisher gets it back. Kick out to Baumgart. He'll fire at the buzzer. It won't go. So the Sales stretches an 8-point halftime lead out to 11 with 8 minutes left in a low-scoring game here in College Place, Washington, home of the Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights. On the road, the Irish suffocating with the defense. They lead it 33-22 with 8 minutes left on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, a grinded outside game. DeSales outscored the Knights 11-6 in the first quarter, 10-6 in the second quarter, 12-9 in the third quarter. The Knights have not scored in double digits in any quarter. They get it down to Leahy, dumps it to Miedema. Miedema can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped around. Leahy's got it. Zach kicks it back out to Baumgart. Baumgart, Montero, Connor Leahy getting some added minutes as Joel Rodriguez has left the building. He was bumped into a Knights player very hard and split a little opening that's going to require some stitches under his left eye down on that cheekbone. Baumgart with a shot won't go. Rebound Powers. He's fouled from behind by Connor Leahy. The Knights did not shoot a free throw in the first half, but they did shoot three in the third quarter, made all three of them. Five fouls now on DeSale. Three on the night. Child checks in for Powers. So it's Stitcher, Meadema, Zach Leahy, Matt Baumgart, Juan Montero, four starters on the floor along with Connor Leahy, the 5'10 sophomore. Child, Lopez, and Loman, three players who started for Coach Wells along with Theo Johnson and Jake Terry. As a pass inside, stolen by Juan Montero. He goes right by Johnson. Here's Juan in the lane. Kick out to Leahy. Leahy from 17 feet. He's got it. That's Connor. A nice soft shot. John Lesko likes that. The steal, the pressure, the open look for Leahy, and the score. And the Irish are up 35-22. Childs breaks pressure by the Irish. Gets it to Lopez. Lopez misses an open look from the baseline. Rebound Zach Leahy. Connor Leahy now with it between the circles. Pass right wing to Baumgart. Loman slaps away from him right to Irish coach John Lesko down to my right. Wells and Friedel are going to check in. Two starters for Coach Wells. And Jake Terry sits down, as does Loman. In the right corner to Leahy. Down low to Miedema. Powers up on Lopez. He scores. He's fouled. Fisher Miedema. It's his second bucket of the ballgame. We'll have a chance at a three-point play. And that foul was on Lopez. That will be his third. Irish up 37-22. They've opened up a 15-point lead now, as the Knights have not been able to find the range on their home floor at all during this ballgame. Miedema misses a free throw. Leahy tries to save the rebound, but Lopez saves it instead to Childs. Ahead to Wells. Wells goes around. Leahy can't the shot. Baumgart can't control the rebound. Put back up and in by Theo Johnson. Theo Johnson has 7 points. And we've got a whistle and a foul the other way, as the Baumgart and Miedema were right next to each other. Baumgart on the drive. He's going to go to the free throw line. Fouls on Lopez. That's his fourth. And the very respectful and quiet crowd here in the Knights Gymnasium. Baumgart misses the first free throw. Matt's got 6 points. And now we've got a substitute as Jake Terry is going to check in. And Lopez with the four fouls is going to sit down. JV's had a struggling night. He's got several looks inside. Hasn't been able to finish any of them. He hasn't scored. Baumgart hits the second free throw. 38-24 to sales, up by 14. Johnson throws it over a trap at half court to Friedel. Left corner with it as well. Now to Childs. Childs tries to take a wild shot off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Childs takes it away from Baumgart. Nobody for the Irish went after it. Childs playing very hard. He's fouled. The Irish getting out-hustled there. Looks Lesko not going to find like that. Baumgart with the foul. That's his second. And that will send Sean Childs to the free throw line to shoot two. Six fouls on the Irish. Childs' first free throw is off the mark. Childs had 11 points the last time these teams met. He has just two in this one. Baumgart's going to come out of the ball game, and Jake Wiley checks in. 38-24. The Sales with a 14-point lead. 5:54 to go in the ballgame. Childs misses both. Wiley with the rebound. Montero has it. We'll bring it across the timeline. Theo Johnson meets in between the circles. Picks up a dribble. High post pass to Buckley. Terry runs right into him and fouls him. Jake Terry fouling a guy 20 feet from the basket. Each team with six fouls now, so both teams will shoot free throws the rest of the way on all defensive fouls. 5:45 to go. Zach Leahy directly to my right. Right in front of the DeSales bench, will inbound it backcourt to Montero. Celtic is the call for John Lesko. And Montero has it knocked away by Johnson at half court, but Juan gets it back. Johnson shadowing Montero. Pass from the wing to Lay. He's stolen by Childs. Childs goes the other way, leaves it for Johnson. Johnson loses the handle, gets it back. Montero right on him. So the good steal for the Knights. The Irish good hustle back on defense, and now a foul is going to be called, and that will put Johnson at the free throw line. The foul on Montero, his first. 7 on the Knights, and Theo Johnson will shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. The senior has 7 points, 5 of those in the second half. And he hits the first free throw. 8 points now for Johnson. Leads them in scoring, actually. He was tied with Griffin Wells at 7 after that first free throw. Second free throw is also good. So Theo Johnson, 5'9 senior, off Coach Wells' bench, being very productive, has 9 points. 38-26 to sales. Montero flips balls to the ground. Theo Johnson out racing into the ball. Montero trying to stay in front of him and get the ball back, and he's called for the foul. Theo Johnson getting the better of Juan Montero at half court. Juan slipping, did his best to stay with Johnson. Good battle for the ball, and Juan was trying to screen Johnson away with his quick feet and called for the holding call. Trying to displace Johnson, who's entitled to his position on the floor going after the ball. So Theo back the line again to shoot the front end of a one-on-one. The 5:17 to go, misses it. Rebound inside by Loamland. Kick out to Friedel. The Knights not going away. Friedel kick out to Loamland. Loamland for 3. He's got it. Here come the Knights. Timeout, Walla Walla Valley Academy. They've cut it to a 9-point game, down by as many as 15 after the Loamland 3. It's 38-29 to Sales. 5:08 to go in the ballgame when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS. Go ahead and take the full minute. Just 30 seconds, Mark. Mark, are you there?
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
A little bit of a discussion at the scorer's table, trying to make sure they've got the score right. 38-29, that's what I have. That's what Kelly Richmond directly to my right has. The official book actually had us for 39. They had Matt Baumgart making both his free throws a moment ago, but Matt missed the first one. Baumgart will bring it in the front court. So a Loamland 3, now a steal by Jake Terry, and he stepped on the sideline. The Knights out playing the Irish here in the fourth quarter. They are outscoring them 7-5. Trying to climb back in this one. They're down by as many as 15. They're now down by 9. Lay down to Miedema. Miedema has his shot blocked out there by Friedel, but he's fouled by Loamland. Good bit of coaching by Coach Lesko. Let's dump the ball down low and try to settle this thing down. Loamland with the foul, his second. And Fisher Miedema, who did not score in the first half, has 4 points here in the second half. His first free throw is off the mark. Fisher 0-for-2 from the line. 4:46 to go. The Knights just 1-7 in the conference. The Sales Irish in second place at 5-1. The Knights are in last place. Second free throw by Miedema is good. Fisher's got 5. Friedel inbounds it to Terry. Back to Friedel. Friedel pushing it the other way, all the way in the lane. Kick out to Loamland. Baumgart right on him. Loamland on the drive. Puts the runner up and in. David Loamland, who had not scored until the fourth quarter, hit a 3, prompting a timeout. And now he's hit a 2, a runner in the lane. 39-31. The Sales lead is 8. 4:23 to go. Plenty of time. The Irish got to find a way to close this out in the home gym of the night. Up top to Connor Leahy. Connor with Loamland on him. Up top to Baumgart. Baumgart, nobody open. Very good defense by the Knights. Baumgart takes it himself on the dribble, throws up a wild shot, gets bailed out. Coach Wells won the 5-second call by closely guarded, and then Baumgart just threw up a wild shot and drew the foul. the foul on Childs, number two, his third, and Matt Baumgart will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. Matt hits the front end. Actually, it might have been a shooting foul. Yeah, it's a two-shot foul. Matt's got 8 points now. Second free throw on the way is off the mark. Rebound, Friedel. 40-31. DeSales lead is 9. In the corner to Wells. Wells will fire three from the left corner. Won't go. Nobody went after the rebound. It went right back to Wells, who saved it, going out of bounds to Friedel. To Wells, to Loneman for three, in and out, stays. I got a whistle and a foul on the rebound inside. Wells, nobody went after that rebound after he missed it. He wasn't even going after it, but he was the closest one to it because that's where he shot it from. Then he saved it behind his back. Loneman missed the shot. Wells gets fouled going for the rebound. That's now 10 fouls on the Irish. So Wells will shoot two free throws. Fouls on Miedema. That's Fisher's second foul. Wells misses the first free throw. John Lesko exhorting his players to block out. The Knights did not shoot a free throw in the first half, did not shoot a free throw at all until the 2:33 mark of the third quarter, and then Loneland is whistled for a lane violation. Wells missed it anyway. 3:44. Coach Wells says, let's lock it up. Get a stop. The defense has been excellent by both teams. Fisher Miedema deep on the left wing with it. In the lane is Leahy. Goes up strong. He's fouled. Zach Leahy posting up on Child. Zach at 6'5 will go to the free throw line. Foul on Child. That's his fourth foul. They say on the shot. So Zach Leahy will shoot two free throws. Zach leads all scorers with 14 points, including 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Make it 5 of 8 as Zach hits the first free throw. Zach's got 15. Irish lead is back to 10. Theo Johnson checks in for Childs, who will sit down with the 4 fouls. Childs has 2 points in this game after having scored 11 the last time these teams met. Max Buckley has checked in for Fisher Miedema. Zach Lee's second free throw is also good. Zach, he's made 5 of his last 6 after missing his first 2. Friedel drives left side, kick out to Terry. Connor Leahy on him. Terry spins and lane, gets Leahy in the air. That's Connor's shot, won't go by Terry. Rebound, we got a foul on the rebound. They say on the ground, but it's 2 shots either way if it's on the sales. And they're staying at the Wava end. Who was that on?
Connor
Leahy. That's Connor's third. I got to pay attention to the hand signals by the referees a little better because the individual player feature on the scoreboard is not being used. And another missed free throw is Loneman misses the first one. The Knights have missed 3 in a row now. Loneman, all 5 of his points here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is good. The Knights back within 10, 42-32. They trailed 9-2 early in the first quarter, down 11-6 after 8 minutes. That's the closest they've been for a long time. They've had it down to 8 a couple times during the second half. They get to Leahy, 12-footer left wing. That's Zach Leahy. Won't go. Rebound, Baumgart. He's tied up inside. Baumgart tied up on the jump ball. And possession arrow to Sales. Timeout on the floor. Exactly 3 minutes left. The Sales trying to nurse home a 10-point lead, 42-32, with the ball under the basket when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The tradition began in 1869 with 2 entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't suffer through another cold shower this winter. Warm up with a new hot water heater installed by Total Comfort Solutions this month and save $250. You may even qualify for a $50 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call 525-4868 and feel the difference. That's 525-4868 or on the web at www.comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, your authorized Lennox dealer in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
42-32, DeSales a 10-point lead in a real grind-it-out affair. Irish have committed 10 fouls, the Knights have committed 9, so 2 free throws will be shot on every defensive foul for the rest of the ball game. Possession arrow in favor of the Irish. No, not anymore. They need to switch that. That was the Irish possession there. There we go. Trying to help out the scorekeepers to my left. We got a whistle, a traveling call as Montero picked up his dribble. Went to pass it to Fisher. Fisher wasn't looking. Juan tried to hold up, ended up traveling. Irish turn it over. 11 turnovers now on DeSales. 6 here in the second half. 14. And 14 on the night. Thank you to Kelly Richmond sitting directly to my right, keeping the official, or the book for the Irish and keeping track of turnovers. Giles in the left corner with goes by Connor Lee. Cut off, gets it to Lopez. Lopez in the lane, can't find the room to shoot. Friedel's got it. He drives left, puts it up, won't go. Rebound tip. Buckley and Lopez battling. Lopez got it. Goes up strong. Blocked by Lee. Controlled by Zach Lee. And now Zach's fouled by Lopez or Loamland. Zach Lee did a nice shot. Both hands up. Just took the ball away from Lopez and blocked the shot. Got the ball. Then they went after him and fouled him. And that's fouls on J.B. Lopez, who's had a struggling night. The 6'3 senior is going to foul out with a 2:29 mark of the ball game without scoring a point. And Zach Leahy will shoot 2 free throws. His first one is good. Hit the front iron, plank, but rolled over the top. Zach has now made 5 in a row. He has 17 points to lead all scores. 6'5 senior second free throw is also good. He's in the zone from the charity stripe. DeSales trying to finish off the night. Up 44-32. Theo Johnson on the right wing up top to Friedel. DeSales can play base defense. There's a pass tipped by Leahy from Friedel. Goes right to Baumgart. Zach Leahy turning up the defense as well down the stretch here in college play. Pass deep left wing to Zach Leahy. Zach puts the ball on the floor and out, cut off, turns a tough fadeaway, backboard, nothing else. Baumgart gets the rebound, shot clock won't reset, but time on the clock. DeSales standing around on defense, and Friedel strips Baumgart. Baumgart fouls him hard from behind, and Friedel falls hard, and that's Baumgart's third foul. Friedel will go to the line and shoot 2 times with 1:52 to go, and the Irish up 12. Keep the Knights off the free throw line and the 3-point line. Don't give them a chance to score with the clock stop. Baumgart just trying to get the ball back after the nice steal by Friedel. Friedel hits the free throw. They've held the talented 6'4 senior in check. 13 points the first time these teams played. He has 7 in this ball game. All of his points the second half from the free throw line. Misses the second one. Juan Montero runs down the rebound in the left corner. Gets it off to Baumgart to Leahy. Leahy lets Friedel jump up in the air and heads the other way. Tries a pass inside to meet him and knocks out of bounds. The Knights trying to extend the defense, pick up the pace. Irish up 44-33, just 1:44 to go. Baumgart inbound underneath. Gets inside to meet him. A shot blocked out of there by Friedel. The loose ball picked up by Johnson, trying to go 1-on-2 against Montero and Leahy. Now he's triple-teamed. Kick out to Loamland. 3 on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound by Niedema. That might have been the Knights' last real good chance to get back in it. 1:25 to go. Baumgart breaks the pressure to Connor Leahy. Zach Leahy to Connor Leahy. Down low to Niedema. Niedema lays it in. Good ball movement. Connor Leahy to Fisher. Niedema. Timeout to DeSales. John Lefkoe not real happy with the frenetic pace the Irish are playing into what the Knights want to do. But they get a basket out of it at 46-33, 1:16 to go. When we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
Don't suffer through another cold shower this winter. Warm up with a new hot water heater installed by Total Comfort Solutions this month and save $250. You may even qualify for a $50 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call 525-4868 and feel the difference. That's 525-4868 or on the web at www.comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, your authorized Lennox dealer in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at John Lesko took the timeout. They got the basket in transition, but DeSales needs to run some clock and not get caught up in a turnover fest of any kind. They've got a fairly comfortable 46 to 33 lead. Friedel trying to get up quick. The Irish defending the 3-point line. Friedel on the drive, leans into one over Baumgart. Shot won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Baumgart. Baumgart splits the defense. Now he'll slow it down as per the instruction of Coach Lesko. Now they're all over him. He'll get it to Zach Lee. Into front court to Jake Wiley. He'll hold it. Get it on the left wing. No, he won't. He'll go right wing to Zach Lee as they're overplaying Juan Montero. Zach Lee stripped from behind by Wells. Ball's loose. Baumgart gets it back. Wells strips Baumgart again. Now whistle on a foul is going to be called, I think, on Baumgart. Tell you what, the nice, too late with the effort defensively, which has been decent all game. It's now frenetic, and the Irish aren't handling it very well, but they're comfortably in front. So Baumgart, a little bit of a frustration foul as he was just standing there with the ball. Wells just ripped it away from him, and then Baumgart reached out and grabbed it. But Wells will shoot two free throws. He misses the first one. He's 0 for 3 from the line as a 6-foot senior. In the game for the Knights comes Jacob Morris and a 6'1 junior. Connor Leahy checks out, and Bobby Holtzinger comes in the game. 46-33. The Irish boys, ranked number 9 in the state, will go to 6-1 in the conference. The Knights will stay in last place and drop to 1-8. Wells hits the second free throw. He'll come out of the ballgame, and DeAndre Powers checks in. 46-34, DeSales with the 12-point lead, 33 seconds left. Montero into front court. Also in the game for the Knights is Reese Brockman, a 5'8 senior. Montero and Leahy playing catch. Friedel sneaks up behind Leahy after talking to Coach Wells in backcourt. Zach pulls the ball away from him. Gets it to Holtzinger to Leahy. He was in the game. He was standing down there talking to the coach. Hey, looked like he ran off the sideline, just came out of our peripheral vision as the Irish trying to dribble it out. 1 second different on the shot clock. Shot clock goes off, game clock at 1. Then they let the horn sound, and that's the ball game. And the Sales wins it 46-34. And we'll be back with a happy total on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hey, Walla Walla, Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales. Do you know what you get when we say come join the Paragon Auto Sales family? We help in all aspects of the vehicle industry. We'll appraise your vehicle for free. We'll help you sell your vehicle. Need help finding a good mechanic? 20 years of experience, I have a great group of businesses I do business with. I do this every day. I can help you save time and money. That's just a fraction of what you get when you join our family. And no, you don't have to buy a vehicle to join. Just call or like our Facebook page. Let me be your car guy, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
There's no logo or printing on our box of any kind.
You already know what's inside. Will blow your mind.
And if it's from a box your Fazari's Pizza is served,
you came and picked up the pie you deserve.
Or it came to you in Clarkston from Fazari's Home Run.
Pick up or delivery, Fazari's.com will get it done.
So if you want to enjoy our food at home or work,
order a plain white box. But share, don't be a jerk.
Oh, boys, you make every belly happy in so many ways.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge, Fazari's Home Run on 15th, and both at Fazari's.com.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live as the gym clears out here at Walla Walla Valley Academy on a school night. The Irish boys start their three games and 3-day stretch with a win in conference play, 46-34 over the Knights. The Irish boys improved to 6-1 in the conference, 10-2 overall against the last place Knights, who dropped to 1-8 in the conference, 2-8 on the season. Irish were up 9-2 early. The Knights struggled offensively all game long. Only scored 6 points in the first quarter. The Irish, not much better, led 11-6 after 8 minutes. Outscored the Knights just 10-7 in another slow-paced second quarter, and led 21-13 by 8 at the half. The Irish got a teeny bit better in the third quarter. Outscored the Knights 12-9. And so the Knights went the first three quarters without getting into double digits in any one quarter. 6, 7, and 9 points. They do score 12 in the fourth quarter. The Irish outscore them 13-12 in the final 8 minutes to win the game by 12 points, 46-34. And the Irish will play Tri-City Prep at DeSales tomorrow. That'll be a big game in the standings. DeSales boys 6-1. Tri-City Prep boys, my latest information says they are 4-2 in third place, a game behind the Irish. Well, I'll add up the individual totals, and we'll wrap things up when we come back. Maybe talk a little NFL football playoffs with Mark very briefly before we get off the air. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, we'll give these scoring totals and wrap the boys' portion of this broadcast up statistically and name our Dairy Queen players of the game for the girls and boys contest, and then talk a little bit of football, set the stage for this weekend. For the Knights, obviously a struggle for them offensively. They scored just 34 points in the ball game. No Knights players get into double figures. Coach Wells got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All 11 of his players in the ballgame. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them score, but none in double figures. 2 points for Sean Child, 2 for Jake Terry, 6 for David Lomlin, 7 for Luke Friedel. He had 13 the last time these teams played, and Griffin Wells has 8, and Theo Johnson scores 9. Lomlin scored just 6 points in the game. In 2 games against the Irish this year, their best offensive threat scores just 9 points total in the 2 games. Sean Childs, who had 11 when these teams met on January 4th, scored just 2. For DeSales, Coach John Lesko able to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the ball game, and 6 of them score. Jake Wiley scores 2. Connor Leahy scores 2. 7 for Fisher Miedema, all in the second half. 8 for Matt Baumgart, 9 for Juan Montero, and Zach Lee leads all scorer. The only scorer is the only player for either team in double figures, a 6'5 senior, 18 points, a solid 8 for 11 from the free throw line. He missed 3 of his first 5 attempts. He was a perfect 6 for 6 in the second half. So Zach Leahy, an easy choice, I think, as the Dairy Queen player of the game. Honorable mention goes to Joel Rodriguez, who took one for the team. He had a collision there right before the halftime on a drive by DeAndre Powers. Joel turned around, and his cheekbone, left cheekbone, just below the eye socket, was split open. About an inch wide gap and a lot of blood coming out. So they took him to the hospital to get some stitches and that. So Joel wasn't with us in the first half, but I'm sure he'll be okay. Hopefully ready to go tomorrow night against the Tri-City Prep Jaguars. The Irish shoot 15 of 21 from the free throw line, as there were a lot of fouls in the second half, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 17. Each team committed 17 fouls. The Knights, who did not shoot a foul in the first half. In fact, Luke Friedel went to the line with 2:33 to go in the third quarter for their first two free throw attempts, but they end up going to the line 16 times unofficially, make just 8 of them, which was symptomatic of their poor shooting from the field as well, as they scored just 34 points. So our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side is Zach Leahy with 18. On the girls' side, in the losing effort, the Lady Irish, we were within 3 points of the Wava Lady Knights before losing 41-33. They were down 30-27 going into the fourth quarter, that couldn't finish against the older, taller Knights. But Sadie Jones, 5'11 sophomore, played 2 quarters of JV tonight, played 2 quarters in the varsity game, scored 4 points in the first half, scored 1 more in the second half to finish with 5 points, got some strong rebounds. Coach Duncan not feeling very well. Wanted to get home and get some rest because they've got games this weekend as well. And he said Sadie Jones, his obvious pick for Dairy Queen player of the game on the girls' side. So Sadie Jones, a 5'11 sophomore, Dairy Queen player of the game for the girls. Zach Leahy, 6'5 senior, 18 points, 8 of 11 free throw shooting, the player of the game on the boys' side. So the girls lose 41-33, the drop to 1-6 in the conference. The boys have the opposite conference record. They are 6-1, 10-2 overall, and head into the weekend play ranked number 9 in the state with a 46-34 win over the Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights. Second game of this 3-games-in-a-row slate tomorrow from the DeSales Gym, the Tri-City Prep Jaguars in the gym against the Irish, tip-off time at 6 o'clock. Of course, we've got a busy weekend of NFL football as well. I told Mark back at the studios we could talk about it briefly. We'll talk about it more tomorrow night. So, Mark, 4 teams left. Who are your picks to advance to the Super Bowl?
Right now, it's going to be the Patriots and the Packers.
The Patriots, the Packers. Well, the Patriots are the popular pick. Coach Duncan's not going to like that. He's a diehard Steelers fan. Hard to bet against Aaron Rodgers, but I'll tell you what, that Falcons offense is very explosive. And I think the Packers' secondary is suspect. So that's going to be a shootout of a ball game. Hard to bet against Aaron Rodgers, though. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, Mark, all right?
You got it.
Okay, Mark, another great job back at the studio. Thank you for listening here on a Thursday evening. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. The Irish boys win 46-34. The Irish girls lose 41-33. Big games in the Irish gym tomorrow. Eastern Washington Athletic Conference matchup, Tri-City Prep Jaguars come to town. Girls will tip off at 6, followed by the boys. And with that, until tomorrow night, this is Mike Spies saying God bless and sending you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.